Family 2 Part A Micro Listening
Phonetics Consonant Clusters Drill 1 In this section, you will hear 10 sentences. In each sentence, there are certain words which contain consonant clusters. Listen carefully and repeat what you hear. Then listen again and write down these words in the blanks.
1. She has brought you a beautiful present.
2. Would you prefer black coffee?
3. Do you like brown or blue?
4. Probably Sally is ill. Please send for the doctor.
5. The traffic is really dreadful.
6. Shall I drive you to the laundry?
7. Mr. Wang is very pleased with my plan.
8. We should have more practice in pronunciation.
9. Bring me some ice cream tomorrow.
10. You'd better drink plenty of water.
Drill 2. You'll hear a dialogue. Listen twice and supply the missing words with consonant clusters. What were your holidays like?
Great. I went to France.
I've never been abroad. How long did you stay there?
About a week.
Did you spend the holidays with your wife?
Yes. She enjoys traveling very much.
Did you speak French all the time?
Most of the time. I think my French has improved a lot.
Good for you.
Now listen again.
What were your holidays like?
Great. I went to France.
I've never been abroad. How long did you stay there?
About a week.
Did you spend the holidays with your wife?
Yes. She enjoys traveling very much.
Did you speak French all the time?
Most of the time. I think my French has improved a lot.
Good for you.
Part B. Macro Listening. Dialogue. How's the family?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hello?
Hello, Dad?
Yes, Mary. How are you? Is there anything wrong?
Oh, no. I'm just calling to see how you and Mom are. It's been quite a while since I saw you last.
Oh, we're both fine. Your mother is down at the new shopping center shopping.
For a new dress?
No, for shoes this time. How's Tom?
He's fine. He likes his work and was given a raise last month by Mr. Davis. We were all pretty pleased about that.
Yes, I think you should be. And how are the children?
Well, Billy's home from school today. It's nothing serious, just a bad cold. And it's his birthday, too.
Oh, I thought his birthday was May 24th.
No, the 23rd.
Well, that's too bad. Tell him we sent him a present.
All right. Sally's still taking dancing lessons.
She must be pretty good by now. I'd like to see her sometime. And how's Ted?
He's okay, too. He loves working on cars and has a part-time job at the garage now.
Well, it's certainly good to hear your voice. When are you coming for a visit?
Not for a few months, I'm afraid. But I hope we can come for a few weeks this summer. Probably in July.
That would be nice. Call again soon.
Okay, Dad. Nice talking to you. I'm glad everything's all right. Give Mom our love.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad.
Question number one. Why did Mary call?
Question number two. Who is Tom?
Question number three. What do you know about Tom?
Question number four. How many children does Mary have?
Question number five. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following with the information you've got from the tape.
Hello?
Hello, Dad?
Yes, Mary. How are you? Is there anything wrong?
Oh, no. I'm just calling to see how you and Mom are. It's been quite a while since I saw you last.
Oh, we're both fine. Your mother is down at the new shopping center shopping.
For a new dress?
No, for shoes this time. How's Tom?
He's fine. He likes his work and was given a raise last month by Mr. Davis. We were all pretty pleased about that.
Yes, I think you should be. And how are the children?
Well, Billy's home from school today. It's nothing serious, just a bad cold. And it's his birthday, too.
Oh, I thought his birthday was May 24th.
No, the 23rd.
Well, that's too bad. Tell him we send him a present.
All right. Sally's still taking dancing lessons.
She must be pretty good by now. I'd like to see her sometime. And how's Ted?
He's okay, too. He loves working on cars and has a part-time job at the garage now.
Well, it's certainly good to hear your voice. When are you coming for a visit?
Not for a few months, I'm afraid. But I hope we can come for a few weeks this summer. Probably in July.
That would be nice. Call again soon.
Okay, Dad. Nice talking to you. And glad everything's all right. Give Mom our love.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad.
Passage. Great changes in family life.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Great changes have been made in family life because of science and industry. In the past, when more Americans lived on farms, the typical family had many children. In a farm family, parents and their children often lived with grandparents. Often, too, uncles and aunts lived nearby. But when industry became more important than agriculture in American life, families became smaller because industry requires workers who are ready and able to move off the land and to move again whenever necessary. And large families cannot be moved from place to place as smaller families can. So, at present, people tend to have smaller families. In the future, because of industrialization, a typical family will be required to move even more often than now, so families will be even smaller. The typical family may remain childless and consists only of a man and a woman. A small number of families may take child raising as their chief work. At the same time, they may also raise other people's children, leaving those families free to move from job to job.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and describe the two typical families with the information you get from the passage.
Great changes have been made in family life because of science and industry. In the past, when more Americans lived on farms, the typical family had many children. In a farm family, parents and their children often live with grandparents. Often, too, uncles and aunts lived nearby. But when industry became more important than agriculture in American life, families became smaller because industry requires workers who are ready and able to move off the land and to move again whenever necessary. And large families cannot be moved from place to place as smaller families can. So, at present, people tend to have smaller families. In the future, because of industrialization, a typical family will be required to move even more often than now, so families will be even smaller. The typical family may remain childless and consists only of a man and a woman. A small number of families may take child raising as their chief work. At the same time, they may also raise other people's children, leaving those families free to move from job to job.
This is the end of Lesson 2.